Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of Dawah Around the World, Munich Security Conference. At the 54th Munich Security Conference, on the 17th of February 2018, General Bajwa, the Chief of Army, Pakistan, after talking about jihad, mentioned,
"Same is true for the concept of caliphate, which is more of a nostalgic response rather than the actual possibility for most Muslims."
He added,
"Ladies and gentlemen, in Pakistan, the notion of caliphate has not found any traction."
Thus, at a conference of the major colonialist powers that have waged war on the Ummah for decades, the commander of the world's largest Muslim army undermined the concept of the Khilafah, Caliphate. We spoke to Adnan Khan, member of Hizb ut-Tahrir and a geopolitical analyst, to understand more behind the current events leading to such comments by our rulers. Thank you for joining us, Brother Adnan. We heard from Pakistan's Bajwa last week, where he made claims that the Khilafah is a nostalgic response and has not found any traction. What do you say about this?
You see, really, the truth is contrary to this. The rulers of Pakistan have seen that the people have warmed to the idea of Khilafah, and it's a big threat for them. If you keep in mind, Pakistan was created in the name of Islam. Many people sacrificed and moved from India to Pakistan. So Islamic rule and the Khilafah is actually part of the history and heritage of Pakistan. You also see that the Pakistani army and the government have invested heavily in a campaign of slander, persecution, arrest, torture and abduction against those who advocate Khilafah. So all this really goes against the claims that have been made and were made by Bajwa last week.
Why then did he need to say this in Munich?
You see, our rulers, and as Bajwa showed, they're actually forced to address this for two reasons, really. They're forced to address issues such as Khilafah and Islam and Sharia because these concepts resonate with the masses. So they need to show their masses they're in tune with the public opinion. On the other hand, they need to assure the Crusader masters that Khilafah will not return. As a result, if you see Bajwa's speech, it was about, he was trying to undermine the concept of Khilafah, how it has very little support. However, you know, if it has so little support, why even address it in the first place? So really, this just shows that the growth of the concept of Khilafah, and from Bajwa's perspective, is really trying to bow to his own masters.
If the rulers in the West are threatened, it means the call for the Khilafah is growing.
Yes, absolutely. The call for Khilafah now is a mainstream concept, it's a mainstream idea. Western think tanks have been forced to address it. Western governments and their departments have been forced to address it. It's no longer a marginal idea on the fringes of political discussion. It's now a mainstream idea, especially over the last decade, especially since the Iraq war. And this really shows that the concept of Khilafah has really spread. You know, parallel to this has been the spread of Hizb ut-Tahrir, you know, which plays its role in 50 plus countries calling for Khilafah. So it really shows that the West are threatened by the growing call of Khilafah, and really they're losing battle now, but it's unlikely the concept of Khilafah really will retreat to the margins.
So this is the demise of the West and inshallah, the return of Islam.
So in the last decade, the dominance of the West and capitalism has really taken a hit. Since 2008, you've had a global economic crisis that they can't seem to get out of. We saw America invade the Middle East and really just completely contradict all the values they believed in: human rights, freedom, rule of law, and you know, even justice. So what we're seeing really is the Ummah has returned back to her deen and has growing confidence in the ability of her deen. And that's why, you know, Bajwa and other rulers like him are forced to address the concepts of Khilafah, because they're seeing a revival in Islamic consciousness, especially Islamic governance and the Khilafah.
Jazakallah for joining us, brother. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rids us of such rulers and grants success to our Ummah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Takbir!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principle. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.